Promises of Peace by President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the First Presidency. From the 2016 First Presidency Christmas Devotional. Our hope is to capture the true spirit of Christmas for ourselves and for those we love. The spirit is characterized by peace, not political peace, for the Savior was born at a time of fear and unrest, so great that his family had to flee as refugees into Egypt. Not economic peace, for he was born in a stable and laid in a humble manger. And not even the peace that comes when all the packages are wrapped, the trees decorated, and the tables set, because that peace is only momentary. The peace of Christmas is the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It is the peace that the Apostle Paul promised would keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And Paul was right. That peace we seek is only through and because of Jesus Christ. To all who have come into mortality, the Savior said, "In the world ye shall have tribulation." John chapter 16, verse 33. Yet he gave his wonderful promise to his disciples during his mortal ministry. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. John chapter 14, verse 27. It is a comfort to know that his promise of personal peace continues for all of his covenant disciples today. It is a promise given even on the very night of his birth. When heavenly messengers heralded the birth of the Savior, they declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Luke chapter 2, verse 14. The Savior's birth is the gift that makes it possible for the Father to give us peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 23. We shouted for joy in the spirit world when we heard of that promise. Peace and joy come to us again when we hear words sung proclaiming that God's loving promise was kept. All is calm, all is bright. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. End of the article, Promises of Peace, read by Rena Nelson.